there we go. We are live. Let me get Instagram going. Boom. Shakalaka. Instagram is now live too. Hello. And welcome to this conversation. I'm so glad that you're here. If we are just meeting for the first time, hey, howdy, what's up, yo? I am Abiola Abrams, and I am here to give you everything that I know over the next, it's really a six-week series, but we're going to do 8 days of it here on Hay House Live and the rest on my platform, but it's called The Secrets of the Ancestors Virtual Retreat and Festival. And it's going to include me along with other Hay House gurus sharing our empowerment, our knowledge, and giving you all that we can to celebrate the launch of my new deck, The Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle Deck. So if you signed up for the Hay House Card Deck Club, what's up, Card Deck Club family? Then you are the only people on the planet besides me that have a deck if you are in the Card Deck Club. If you are not in the Card Deck Club, you want to immediately after or during this broadcast, order your deck, pre-order it so that on March 12th, when the decks are delivered by Amazon, Hay House, Barnes & Noble, whomever, you get yours in the mail so that you can continue with these classes that we're doing here. I'm going to be teaching you how to use the deck and all about oracles and all of that good stuff. And we've got giveaways. Yay. So hello to all my people on Instagram. What's up, Goddess Tony and all and beautiful Brown Queen and everybody else. The giveaways, just so you know, are going to be on the Hay House Facebook page. All right. So if you want to be a part of the giveaways, that's where you are going to want to be. Okay. Yay, Goddess Laura. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I have on one contact lens. I know y'all have been probably hearing me talk about this contact lens for a while. I moved and I can't locate my contact lenses. And I was kind of refusing to go and get new ones until I find the 60-something sets that I know I have here somewhere in a box. But I'm going to have to go get them. So that's why I'm leaning in. Thank you, Goddess Melinda. Thank you so much to everyone who was here. So here's what we're going to do today. Today is an overview of the deck. Okay. And we're going to have a guest later, Crystal Banner, who wrote a book all about spreads, working with the deck and spreads. And so we're going to be talking about the deck. We're going to be talking about using an oracle deck and all of those things. So today is sort of an overview. Okay. And then tomorrow we're going to delve a little bit deeper. So we're going to begin with some ancestral energy from my homeland, which is my direct homeland, which is Guyana, South America, where my mother and my father are from. Like all of you, I have direct and indirect homelands because most of us are not living probably in the original place where our ancestors lived. Some of us are lucky enough to be so. So, you know, kudos to you if you are able, if you live and work and play in the place where your ancestors originally were. I am not. I am on Lenape land. So much love to the Lenape people. And let's begin with a little Guyana energy. All right.
Here, Auntie Beth, the holla.
And I'm thinking that it might be fun one of these days in our month, in our 6-week experience, to bring my dad on and he can drum. He does like a whole incredible thing to that song. And maybe we can get to the bottom of why Auntie Bess is hollering, right? Here, Auntie Bess a holla. Yes, 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 yes. A song from Buxton, Guyana. Shout out to all my Guyanese people. Okay. So I'm going to do a reading for us as a group to kick it off. Now, when you receive your new deck, so all of the people, so if you are completely new to oracles, period, put new in the comments, put where you're from also. I want to know where you're from, where you're hanging out from, where you're based, where your peoples are from, all of the above. But if you are completely new to oracles, here is what I want you to do. I want you to promise me that you are not going to throw away the guidebook, that you're going to allow the guidebook to be your guide and to work with you as you're working with the deck, as if I were there with you, because that is the purpose of the guidebook. Okay, a lot of newbies here. I see you. Yay. That's awesome, Goddess Danny. Goddess Terry is in South Carolina. We've got a few newbies. Okay, I'm seeing England. I'm seeing Florida. I'm seeing my West Virginia folk. What's up, Goddess Laura? Goddess Cheryl is currently south of Houston. My bestie is from Houston. Okay. I see my New York folks. All right. Excellent. So when you begin with a new deck, you don't want to just take it out of the box and just start to work with it, as we say in Guyana, just so dry. You don't want to work with it just so dry. You want to bless the deck. You want the deck to get to know you. You want to infuse it with your energy. Because, for example, even though I am the transmitter creatrix of this deck, if I were to meet Goddess Danny or meet up with Goddess Tony and they had the deck and I took their deck and started to do readings with it, I would, in fact, get very different results than if I were working with a deck that knew me, that knows my energy. This is not new technology. This is, in fact, ancient technology. It happens to be new that we have, you know, new, you know, in the past few hundred years or whatever, that we have access to printing cards and being able to work with them in that way. However, every single tradition has oracle and divinatory practices because it is a way of us relating with the divine and a shorthand for us to be able to read the signs, to read energy, to read the vibration of what is going on, and then to be able to use that to interpret our worlds around us. And so you could use these cards. This deck is specifically divined for ancestral relationships. So for you to deepen your own relationship with your ancestors, or you could use it just for oracle practices, for being able to read the vibrational energy of what is happening at any given moment and where you would be going if everything continued as it were. You could also use it for personal development, to get to know yourself. And I find that, you know, it's also a very powerful practice you could use in terms of manifesting, to, you know how close or how far you are, and to be able to calibrate your vibration into where you are wanting to be to manifest. So there are many, many different ways to be able to use a deck. And this one, like I said, specifically is around focusing on the ancestors, And the beautiful thing is that, for example, let's just pull a card. I'm going to pull, actually, before I do a reading for us as a group, let me just pick someone and just do a pull a card for her. Goddess Kina, who is in Jacksonville, Florida. Okay, let's put her comment on the screen if we can. Hey, house. She's just saying where she is. So Goddess Kina. So if we're going to pull a card for Goddess Kina, right? And this is an ancestral deck. We can pull a card based on a specific question she has, or we could pull a card that is just in general, a general reading for her, for guidance, for moving forward. Or we could pull a card specifically with the intention of her connecting with her ancestors. So being that I don't know this beautiful goddess who is saying, great day, everyone. Hello, Goddess Kina. We're going to just, let's pull a card and let's see what the alignment is telling us. I'm just remembering that I meant to bring two decks because I just arranged this one back in order. But that is okay. That's all right, Goddess Kina. You are worth me disordering, unordering, reordering the deck again. So people often ask, how do you shuffle? So you shuffle this deck the same way you shuffle others. So if you are a master shuffler, the same will go shh and do all of that and play spades and or hearts or whatever goes on in your community and, you know, be able to like do massive, incredible shuffling, then you do that. I am not a skilled shuffler. This is how I've been shuffling for the past 10, 20 years. This is how I shuffle. All right. So you shuffle the way that you would shuffle any other deck. All right. Any other deck. It's someone's birthday. Oh my goodness. Kim Burgess. Oh, the deck comes out on her birthday. Oh, that's so exciting. Yay. Well, if you come over to Hay House, if you're able to come and watch on Hay House right now, I can have today's giveaway be yours that you can gift someone else for your birthday as well, but only if you're able to come over here, okay? And then type birthday in big caps in the comments so that we can see you, all right? If not, it's okay. Don't worry about it. There'll be other opportunities on other days. Okay, so back to Goddess Kina. Okay, Goddess Kina, you had leapers. So when you're doing a card reading and cards jump out, we call those leapers. It is because the energy that you are giving off is saying, oh, those are my cards. That's what I need to know. Or the divine desperately needs to get a message to you. So in this case, we have the Mother of Water for emotional self-care has come forward for you in vibrational energy, saying that self-care is paramount and is very important for you, Goddess Kina, as well as the creature of water, a lot of water energy, which is all about our emotions. So Goddess Kina, let me divine what is going on for you, and you can let us know in the comments whether you feel that this is accurate. An interesting phenomenon that I want to share before I get to that is that even though I'm reading for Goddess Kina, 99.9% of y'all who are here at this moment, who even people who are watching it on the replay will say, oh my God, weird. She's talking to me. And that's because, again, this is all synchronicities. It's divine synchronicities. It's sacred synchronicity. It is not by accident that you are here reading, listening to this reading. So even though I'm specifically addressing Goddess Kina, let me know in the comments by typing me if when I'm reading this, it is for you. Okay, so Goddess Kina, this is a very emotional moment for you right now. You are probably going through very, very heightened emotions, very much on edge, which could be on edge a good thing or on edge a bad thing, but it's just that your emotions right now are very, very heightened. So when that is the case, I say that this is a time where you need to, what we say, walk good, meaning, you know, take your time before responding to anything because you are probably prone to misinterpreting things. You're probably prone at this moment to going off on the wrong people or the right people at the wrong time or, you know, all of the above, okay? And so what is being called for you at this moment is you tapping into two things, two courses of care for yourself. One is self-care, okay? You got to pick up your self-care journey. And this is for Goddess Kina and also for all of you who are typing me in the comments that I'm talking to you. Yep. Yeah, I see you. You got to step it up with your self-care journey. You must absolutely, in the ways that whatever you are, how you are eating, how you are treating yourself, find one ritual, because we often have a list of different things, huge list of things we want to do to help ourselves, to heal ourselves, to empower ourselves. Choose one thing, one thing. This is something I talk about with the goddesses in my Manifest Your Magic Moon Circle. Choose one thing right now. Not a lot of things to overwhelm yourself. If it's yoga, that you can turn to YouTube and find somebody and do daily yoga. If it's tapping, you're going to do that. Whatever it is, one thing. And give yourself a practice of doing that one thing. All right? Let's say for the next 40 days. Let's make it a 40-day practice, okay? The next thing, Goddess Kina, that the divine, the ancestors are calling for you is for you to step up in terms of your creative expression. So that could mean if you're somebody who is already a professional creative or aspiring professional creative who is writing a book or an artist, visual artist or something like that. But it could also mean, you know, for me, part of my creative expression is my interior design with my home. I enjoy that. I'm passionate about that. It's not how I make a living, but it's a hobby for me. Okay. So you need to step it up with two things. Again, all your me's here. All the people saying me, I'm talking to you, all of my on edge goddesses and sirs and everybody else. You need to step it up with your creative expression and step it up also with your self-care. Get yourself, yeah, beautiful brown queen, I see you. I don't even need the other contact to see you over there. Step it up with your self-care journey and your creative expression. Get your voice out there. Get your voice into the world. Now here's another layer about reading these cards that is important for you. So in terms of ancestral connection, so you may look at these cards, okay, beautifully illustrated by Destiny Powell. And you may say, well, but Abiola, they don't look like my ancestors. My ancestors are from wherever, right? Who don't look anything like that or who are culturally different than these beautiful goddesses who are here on these cards, okay? What you are looking for, you're reading the energy. So you're reading everything that you're looking at. So there may be an ancestor. Yesterday, on yesterday's Goddess Temple Sunday, I spoke about my very much living Aunt Daphne, who I said is, you know, was known as, you know, Don't Care Down Pumpkin. She branded herself because she didn't care what anybody else thought of her. She was going to live her life on her terms, right? So if you have someone like that, who maybe is an ancestor of yours, who is coming forward, they could be coming forward in the, look at the image and the energy of the card. So if this, you know, it could be as literal as someone with two kids. You see, there are two cherubs that are behind her. It could be literally like, okay, there is an ancestor that you have that had two children who is speaking to you. You see what I'm saying? So that is how I want you to look at the cards in this deck, the ancestral connection. That is how I want you to look at the connection in this deck, okay? And I'm going to check and see what the booklet also says for you. Is again, I want you to make sure that you use the booklet. If for my professional readers, it's not about you getting to know the cards and then throwing away the booklet. All of my beauties, you know, who again, I work with directly, know that no, the booklet is important. The booklet is important, okay? And so there's no shame in your game for using it, all right? So let's see what the booklet says for us. Okay, so this is Mother of Water. So cards 29 and 30. All right, let's see. All right, 29 and 30. Okay, so creative. Okay, so for the creature of water, creative energy is all around you. Use your imagination to get unstuck. Follow your inspirations and allow your emotions to fuel your pursuits. Romantic or creative, your heart energy is blossoming right now. Your heart energy is blossoming right now. Pace yourself. Pace yourself. Moving too fast can lead to recklessness. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. If you know, you know. Okay. And then it goes into the ancestral memory of this beautiful goddess energy that is here, which is, this is the creature of water, is based on the Sankofa heron bird of the Akan peoples. And this is also Sankofa energy. Sankofa means we must go back and get it. We must go back and get it. Type that in the comments. We must, you can either just type Sankofa or type, we must go back and get it. We must go back and get it. I see. Oh, I think that that is my niece, my beautiful niece, Areola, in the comments. Hello, beautiful niece. If it is indeed, I have two family members named Areola Abrams. We have a lot of repeat names in my family. And so I think that that is my niece who is there. Sankofa. Yes, we must go back and get it. We must reclaim it. We must reclaim it right now, energetically. Okay. Right now, there is someone who is remembering you. If, as the quantum physicists say, time is not linear, but it's circular and it's all happening at the same time. Think about that, that there is someone, even if you think of it in the linear way, there is someone who is remembering back to you and remembering back to this moment and saying, yes, okay, she's the one that changed it all. Okay, it is my niece. She says, yes, hi, auntie. Hi, baby girl. I hope to see you this year in New York City. Hope to see you soon. I hope that you are doing great things with your life. You are beautiful. You are incredible. I'm going to remind you every time I see you to listen to your voice. Of course, listen to your parents. I don't want them getting on here, guts me out or anything like that. But your voice matters, okay? You are beautiful. You are incredible. And I'm so proud to be related to you. You are amazing. You're going to do great things in your life. Wonderful things. So yes, so there are people who are looking back right now and remembering us and saying, oh my goodness, I remember, you know, 200 years ago, we had that Abiola. I'm looking at her on a family tree or whoever, you know, we had that such and such. And they changed everything. This person spoke out for themselves. This person reclaimed our joy. This person redefined what it meant to be us, to be us. How amazing. How amazing. We must go back and get it. Yes, it is a circle. We must go back and get it. Sankofa. Yes, Sankofa, Sankofa. Yes. Please put one of these Sankofa comments on the screen. Hey, house. We must go back and get it. Okay, so let me do now a general reading for us as a circle, as a crowd, as a beautiful tribe, as a beautiful family, any of those that resonate with you. I wanted to just show you some ancestral examples of ancestral items, because sometimes this talk about ancestors can make people scary and skittish and all of that. So here is one ancestral altar that we interact with in the Western culture on a daily basis that we may not be aware of. So this is a representative of a dollar bill, okay, of a $100 bill. It's a representative of money. And money in the United States, and in fact, in every culture that I'm aware of, that presently, at present moment, has pictures on it of people that matter and are important to the culture. When you see statues, for example, that are erected to people in your town, your city, wherever you live, when you see money that you are using that has someone's face on it, that is ancestor veneration. That's ancestor veneration. So don't let anyone make you feel like what you're doing or what I'm talking about is so outlandish and so crazy that your ancestors, your peoples who walked the earth at some point are still involved with you, are still thinking about and wanting the best for you, are still ready, willing, and able to intervene with the divine on your behalf for you. Think about that for a second. The dead are not dead, you know? Our peoples have not left us. And I will share with you that the first ancestor that I had a relationship with was my grandmother. My maternal grandmother died when I was in college. And she died on Thanksgiving Day. She was in here in the United States and she was visiting, and my Uncle Steve, he called on the phone. He is now an ancestor as well. But he called on the phone and I tried to give my mother the phone. He was of course distraught because it was his mom, and I wanted him to tell my mother. He didn't tell my mother. He told me to tell my mother. And I'm sure my mom probably doesn't even remember all of this because of course she was distraught. And so after telling my mom, you know, that my grandmother had passed, and, you know, like I said, it was Thanksgiving. I remember we were at the table in my memory. After that time, I started to feel her energy, like feel her energy very, very strongly. And even like when I was in school and I was about to, you know, write a paper or something like that, you know, I would say, all right, Granny, come on. Come on, Granny, let's do this. You know, like I was like, okay, we're doing this together. And at the time I was an aspiring actress. And so even when I was, you know, going to audition for something, I was like, all right, Granny, come on. If this is for me, let's do this. You know, like very much like a partnership. And I want you to think about the fact that, you know, there are ancestors that you know and ancestors that you don't know who are in partnership. Type partnership in the comments. In partnership with you right now. Yay to everybody who's saying they already got the deck through the Card Deck Club. That's awesome. Who are in partnership with you right this minute. In partnership with you. How amazing. And they want for you what you want. They are excited about you. Excited about you. So the things that people laughed at one point in time, you know, so for example, the Native American peoples believe that we must be responsible for seven generations. This morning, I was watching an interview, and I'm going to have the name of this doctor tomorrow. Amazing doctor, therapist, who was talking about the fact that in our sense memory, in our bodies, that we hold trauma, she said, for seven generations, same exact thing that they were saying, except she's saying now from a point of view of science. And so it's upon us to be great ancestors, to be wonderful ancestors. That is our responsibility and our job. Okay. All right. So let's see now what the ancestors are wanting for us as a sacred circle. Yes, we are in partnership. Goddess Julie says she loves the Card Deck Club. Someone sent me an email this morning, and I promise tomorrow I'll have more names and be more organized. But someone sent me a beautiful email, and she said that she was waiting for she saw the deck, and she was like, oh my gosh, that's beautiful. This deck is beautiful. She felt connected to it. And I think she said she already had my last deck, African Goddess Rising Oracle deck. And she was like, okay, I feel connected to this deck. But she said she felt like, okay, I'm not going to buy the deck. I'm going to wait and see. I feel like it's going to be in the Card Deck Club. And then it was. And so there you are. There you have it, beautiful goddess. Okay. All right. So what do we need to know right now? Come on, ancestors. Let us know. What do we need to know, please? Okay. So I just shuffled and then I split the deck and I pulled this card from the middle. So our most prevalent message, and sometimes I pull from the top, sometimes I pull from the bottom. I go energetically on where I'm feeling that the answer is. If you are reading for someone else, you go energetically from their energy, but I was reading from my energy for us as a circle, because we're all in this together. And beautiful, beautiful, like look at this energy that has come forward for us. Limitless prosperity. Type that in the comments. Don't worry about spelling. Limitless prosperity. That is the energy that we are in right now, which makes sense because I'm in, you know, heading into springtime in the hemisphere that I live in. Limitless prosperity. Springtime signals rebirth, you know, growth, all of that. This card is the altar of earth. And as you can see, there is a coin that she is holding, representing limitless prosperity. One of the things that you will find with this deck, for my people who are familiar with tarot, is that there are a lot of tarot references in this deck. I was surprised that that was how it was given to me, that it was transmitted to me, but that was the way that it went. So the altar of earth, limitless prosperity. Type it in the comments to claim it. Your limitless prosperity. Yay. Goddess Celine says, I can't wait to get this deck. Yay. Okay. I didn't see our birthday girl, so I'm going to have to pick someone else for the giveaway. All right. Let's reframe. I get to pick someone else for the giveaway. So that's exciting. Limitless prosperity. So I'm going to see now what the guidebook is telling us. Okay. 37, card number 37. Okay, let's see. All right, so let's see. Okay, altar of earth, limitless prosperity. Receive, receive, receive. Yes, receive everything. Wealth, love, health, opportunities. Make way. Oh, that's an inside joke in my head because my daughter, one of her, she's obsessed right now with Encanto and Moana. And there's a Moana song, Make Way, Make Way. So every day we're singing, Make Way, Make Way. Make way for new financial and career opportunities. It is reaping season. You should feel grounded and secure in your receiving. It may be finally time to welcome those delicious rewards you've been collecting in your energetic vortex. Come on through, receive. Yes, receive. It's receiving time. This ancestor is unapologetically rich and successful. Yes, type rich and successful if that's what you are claiming for yourself. Rich and successful. This is your time to shine. Embrace this fresh start with confidence and take practical steps to manifest your intentions, whether it be the realm of finances, career, or health. Trust in your ability to create a rock solid foundation for success and make the most of the fertile ground ahead. Yes, rich and successful. I see you, Goddess Gretchen. Okay, Goddess Gretchen is the winner of today's deck. Goddess Gretchen, rich and successful. There you are. Okay, here's the ancestral memory of this card. The altar of earth comes forward with the energy of the Hindu goddess. You see? Bhudevi. The fertile Mother Earth incarnation of the prosperous Lakshmi. You see it? You feel it? Okay. Ancestral medicine. Practice what it feels like to be lucky. So that's our homework for the next 24 hours, okay? Practice what it feels like to be lucky. We're claiming our lucky energy because you are lucky. How lucky that you came forward in this conversation at this moment. How lucky that you're here at exactly the right time.